Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl K-Style and your boy Kelsey on Tech Dig Radio. Once again, coming right back at you with some trending topics and news. So, first off, I would like to start off the show by saying happy holidays to everybody. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody. And Happy New Year's as well, if you guys don't hear from me and Kelsey back or on New Year's, but I'm sure we'll probably have a show on New Year's.
Yeah.
So, I hope everybody's having a good Christmas Eve. You know, as we all know it, tomorrow is Christmas Day. And for people that don't celebrate it, completely understand why. This Christmas was kind of different a little bit. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, this Christmas for some reason has been making people a lot more anxious than usual. You know, people trying to hurry up and rush to the stores to get last minute gifts. And, you know, certain people are going in debt trying to get Christmas gifts, and some people are going broke trying to get Christmas gifts.
I rebuke that one. I ain't going broke for nobody. I'm sorry. Love y'all from a distance, but me going broke for y'all?
Man, I completely understand because I'm telling you, it's Christmas is like one of those holidays where it's just like, you want to hurry up for this like holiday specifically to hurry up and speed right past and stuff, because I'm telling you, it really can get on your nerves. So, I would also like to say, give me one second. Trying to pull up something on my thing, on my computer. Okay. They keep having these things pop up on there. Okay. All righty. And I would also like to say congratulations to, you know, Chicago rapper Lil Durk in India for... They're about to get married, and Lil Durk just popped a question for, I think maybe a few days ago or so. So congratulations to Lil Durk and his new couple married. I've been so untwisted tonight. And also,
their
engagement. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you. You know, like I said, marriages and weddings are so beautiful. I think I've only been to like maybe two weddings in my life. How many weddings have you been to?
One that I know of, but I've been invited to a lot of weddings, and sorry to the people that I didn't go to your wedding, but I sent my spirit and my energy to you and make sure, well, hopefully your marriages last forever.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I feel like times has changed with how married couples used to be back in the day. You know, you could be married for long periods of time, but I've noticed like a lot of young couples don't really stay married for too long. What's up with that? Or what do you think was going on with that?
Some people just don't like the label of being married and what comes with it. Some of them just don't feel like they need to be, I wouldn't say responsible, but more so of obligated to someone for forever or for the rest of his or her lives. Like they just don't like the sound of it, and it's like in our culture that's what the goal is to be married and, you know, have kids, have the house, the picket fence, the car, and all that. And for some people, that's just too much on them. And I believe they don't want that label of let's be married. They just want the boyfriend and the girlfriend to last forever.
Absolutely. I believe so, too, as well. But I just kind of think, like, you know, when you're married to somebody, it's a lot more deeper than just being a boyfriend and girlfriend in a couple. But a lot of it plays out, too, with, like, this, like, you know, I think a lot of it plays out with egos as well, too, you know. It, you know, it'd be kind of fuzzy, you know, butterflies in the beginning, you know, with the newlywed couple, and then all of a sudden they start having these issues. And I think social media and a lot of things like communications through phones and social media platforms and, like, a lot of things play into a downfall into a lot of marriages and not having communication between the man and the woman, or however the man and the man, however the couple is married. I just think, like, you know, it's really supposed to, that marriage is supposed to be sacred between two people. And, you know, some people have their own traditional way of being married. And nowadays, you know, you got a lot of millennials and generational Z, generations and millennials that is trying to get more tapped into these polygamy relationships and don't really understand that having polygamy relationships is a lot more big responsibility than just you talking to two people at the same time and then having sex. It's more to it than just having sex. It's a mental thing when it comes to polygamy relationships, you know what I mean? For those that do believe in polygamy relationships, you know, it's not really too many traditional relationships anymore. You know, I wish there was those where you can go on those nice dates and, you know, either the man or the woman gets flowers to each other and, you know, phones wasn't involved so much. Like, technology has put, like, a big toll on people trying to have a committed relationship nowadays, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be married, to be honest.
Well, one thing about it, I know some couples that have been together for years and they haven't been married and they love each other just as much as a married couple. So, you know, being married, you know, that's just the ring in the contract, you know. That's just a ring in the contract. Like, if you two just love each other, I don't think you guys have to be married in order to show that love. I think that comes within your guys' relationship and between how you guys feel about each other. So I don't think marriage is not sacred how it used to be back in the day. You know, some people just be wanting to be married because they want to, you know, make it look good to the public eye, and really they're not happy.
I agree and disagree with that.
I mean, but some people, honestly, it just depends on your guys' relationship.
It does depend on their relationship, but also, you know, we live in a world where others' opinion matters so much, but it comes to a point in time where you do start hearing from outside people from the outside looking in. Like, you could be listening to your parents and be like, why y'all ain't married? And why y'all ain't jumped the broom? Why y'all ain't got this? Why y'all ain't got that? And it does take a toll, because you want to respect your parents' opinions, but also you got to let them know, like, hey, this is my relationship. This ain't your relationship. So it's like, I wouldn't say outside views don't affect the relationship is just you have to weed out, you know, you basically you either take their advice or you don't. It's your relationship. Do what you want to do in your relationship. And make sure your partner is happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I do agree with that. That, you know, I think that should be sacred between two people. I think they shouldn't let too many people in. That's kind of private. You know, when it came to me dating, honestly, I was really private. I didn't let too much of the outside world know what was going on. Even, you know, when I would be, you know, sitting with some of my homegirls and we'd be having these conversations, I didn't really talk too much about, you know, we would be in a circle and a lot of the women that was around me, you know, they would talk about what's going on in their relationships. And, you know, a lot of the feedback that I was getting back from these women was that, you know, the other individual wasn't making them happy enough. And I'm talking about, like, as far as dating-wise, not marriage-wise. Marriage-wise, it's a lot more of a sacred bond. But definitely when it came to, you know, my homegirls being with their boyfriends and their boyfriends not, you know, treating them right, they're not coming home, they're either abusing them, mentally abusing them, physically. It would get even deeper and deeper into these conversations. So I didn't, if I was the happy one out the group in my relationship, I didn't really deal with these issues. I had issues in my relationship. I wouldn't really talk about these issues with my other homegirls because, like I said, you know, a lot of people, they misery loves. So when they feel like that, you know, your relationship is too happy compared to theirs, they're going to try to throw something pessimistic in there. And unfortunately, that's usually what happens when you're communicating with the inside, when you're communicating with the outside about the inside of your relationship. Because a lot of people want you to relate to how they're feeling in their relationship, and that's not always going to be the case. I honestly that type of conversation, you know, I don't mind my homegirls talking about, you know, what's going on with their love life, but I honestly am not going to have this conversation with nobody because I don't want to overthink more what's going on with my relationship than what I have to think about, you know?
Right.
And it can be like a handful just really trying to, you know what I mean, grasp everything and grasp what's going on. And it's just like, yeah, I'm going to probably just keep this. Excuse me. I'm probably going to just keep this to myself. But
Well, for me, I don't talk about my relationships with women to anybody. Me and my mom she tried to get, you know, information about this person, and I wouldn't tell her nothing, and it was a joke to her. I mean, to her, like, I tell y'all all that happened. I was supposed to go to a meeting, and I was talking to my mom on the phone, and I was like, all right, I gotta go meet up with somebody. And she started drilling me with 100 questions, talking about who you going to see, who, what's her name, where she lives, like, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm not. In my head, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to see somebody, but she just wanted to know who this female was. So I just went along with it and started joking about it. Like, oh, she got 3 kids. She works at
Dude, you already know that was a red flag when you said 3 kids and 2 baby dads. Look, I'm not trying to judge nobody at all. As a matter of fact, I'm not a judger at all. But if it seems like I didn't even mean to cut you off right there, but that right there, your mama already knew. Really?
No,
three kids and two baby daddy. Yeah.
She was going with it. I was like, she got three kids and yes, K-Sab was listening to the conversation too. So she's in the background talking about three kids. You know that's a red flag. And I'm like, and in my head I'm like, yo, this female ain't real. When are y'all gonna get the hint that this person is fake? And they kept on going along with it. And then I was like, she does people hair on the side.
That was a red flag right there.
She was going to school for cosmetology, and my mom was like, you don't trust her to braid your hair, but you gonna go out with her. And I'm like, yo, she's not real. But I finally told her it was a joke and where I was actually going. But for future reference, Mom, if you ever listening, you will know when a female is in my life, because the time will be right. Trust
absolutely,
me.
Absolutely, man. Like, seriously, like, man, that's, and I'm gonna say this too. I usually don't really get too much into schmeal a little bit on my end as far as like who I would date and who I would talk to, but I am gonna say this: I am part of the alphabet, so don't do me. I'm part of the LGBT, but you got to figure out which one I am. No, I'm just playing. I am no label though, but I am part of the rainbow group. So I will honestly say, from my perception, I've been there, done it with men and women. So it's like, I already knew, even if this wasn't a joke, but I knew in a way that this was. I was just pointing as far as, like, for my, like, perception on messing with women that have kids, and it's not all women that's like that. Anybody is more than welcome to chime in. But it is just, like, crazy. Look, I done had mad experiences just dating women in general. And we gonna get into the topic about that on another episode when I have to talk about narcissism, standing in your power. And, yeah, we're going to get into it. We're going to get real juicy. Just continue to tune in to Check Dig Radio. Just continue to tune in.
What was messed up is the fact that you told my mom, ooh, he gonna have some girl on your couch. Mind you, I live by myself. I pay for my couch, and then my mom goes off talking about, you better not have no females on my couch. And I'm like, you don't live with me. So how you gonna know if there's a female on the couch or not? And yeah, the joke kept snowballing until I had to tell her, like, yo, this person is not real. But I'm letting you know, there will be a time when she will be.
Oh, snap. Yeah. He trying to, any pretty ladies out there, you know, my boy need a girlfriend, and I might need a girlfriend.
No,
so anybody part of the LGBT?
Don't do that. This is not.
Well, I will also. I love men. I love men too. So, any handsome single, like as in you're publicly single, as in I ain't even got to worry about you texting your ex, single. Okay, men, handsome men out there, please let me know. Thank you.
I have a feeling you're gonna fall in love with a white man.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you. Oh, my gosh. Like, dude, I can't believe you just said it. First of all, I don't discriminate, okay? So anybody that I fall in love with, as long as I can identify who you are, I love my trannies. I love everybody. But as long as I know at least if you're either a man or a woman. I am okay with whoever I fall in love with.
He gonna be a white country boy.
You know what? They need love too. Don't do that. We from the country. Don't do that. Don't do that. We is from the country. Don't do that.
Don't make me call Billy. Don't make me call Billy.
Cause do not call Billy. Do not call Billy. You better not call Billy.
Up with Martha.
Well, tell Martha that I said, ooh, and just to kind of like, I didn't even mean, because I might be off subject a little bit, I would do also like to say congratulations, Megan Thee Stallion, if you're listening, you probably ain't listening, but Megan Thee Stallion for earning her bachelor's degree in health administration at Texas Southern University. Yes, my girl, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, congratulations, girl. You was out there making that money, doing what you had to do to pay for college, and you the GOAT for real for that. I would like to say that Megan Thee Stallion is the GOAT for that. She definitely, this has been a hell of a year for her, and I would like to say congratulations, and I salute my girl. Continue on with your education. I'm thinking about going back to school myself. Congratulations to all the students right now grinding in school. Not in these streets, but grinding in them books.
Get your education. Always have a plan B.
Absolutely. For sure. In other news, I would like to say, sad enough, unfortunately, Megan Good and Devon Franklin filed for divorce after 9 years of marriage. And they was looking so beautiful together. Like, I can't believe it. I really cannot believe it. Like, it kind of messed me up a little bit, man.
Yeah. It's sad to see when marriages, there's no compromise and there's no getting around a certain situation. And so that's best of luck to both of them.
Well, see, that's why I don't want to idolize nobody else's marriage but my own, okay? But I will congratulate everybody with their marriage, though, but I can't. One thing about people, like, in the next generation is that they're so focused on these relationship goals on social media, and they're, like, forgetting that these things that they see looking like couples are happy, they're not looking at the reality of it. They're just looking at the show of it. And you really have to look at the reality, and you really have to see what people go through in relationships to really understand what it took to really make it for them to still feel like they have to smile within that relationship. So, you know, it's something mad crazy. Like I really can't. I can't figure it out. But when I do, I'm gonna wrap my finger around it. Oh, so let's get on to the hip hop though. Yo, Kelsey.
What's going on in the hip hop world?
Man, what's up with this trending topic talking about Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne rumors? Like, shouldn't it be Jay-Z versus Nas? What's up with that, man? What's going on with that?
Well, to me, Lil Wayne and Drake did a tour way before this versus thing was popular during the
pandemic. No. You got to tell me what's up with this Jay-Z and Lil Wayne situation. What's up with this, man? What's up with this Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne and Jay-Z? Supposed to be Jay-Z versus Nas, though?
Honestly, I don't think Jay-Z needs to do a versus battle. Like,
I mean, wow. Yo, man, what about that Ether? Was it that Ether?
That's
mixtape? No. It was one of them. Nas wrote one of them. Remember how back in the day Jay-Z and Nas had beef?
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, so I mean, like, it should be Jay-Z versus Nas instead of Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne. Those are, like, two different types of artists, man. Like, there's, you can't put 4-4 with Lick a Lollipop or put him with, they was both good in their prime. They both was the greatest in their prime, believe it or not. Jay-Z and Lil Wayne are both live artists, but you can't put them in a verse together. You can't put them in a verse battle together, man. Like, it got to be Jay-Z versus Nas, man.
I don't see where you're coming through. I mean, coming from.
Yeah, coming through. Where you coming from? Yeah, coming through. Come on, man. Come on, boy. You just grew up with the legends, bro. Like, man.
I don't see Lil Wayne versus Jay-Z. It would be better to see Jay-Z versus Nas.
Mhm. Like, shouldn't they be finishing what they started, Jay-Z and Nas? Like,
but they squashed that beef years ago.
But they still could do a verse battle together, though. Like, man, they really need to get that going, man. That Jay-Z, y'all talking about Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne? Y'all talking about two different artists? Like, they both are rappers, but they got two different styles. Like, that's like trying to have like Ludacris against Cassidy. Ludacris against Cassidy. I don't know. How was that looking?
That is not a match.
See? Not looking crazy. Or Kendrick versus J. Cole.
Ooh.
Ooh. Good one. Ooh. Put that in there. I'm putting that in there. Hey, anybody that's listening on Blog Talk, J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar, man. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar verse. We need that. Ooh, excuse me. Excuse me. Y'all going to have to block that. I'm sorry. Excuse me. But seriously, Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole. Let's get it, man. Like, come on.
The real question is, who is going to go up against Busta Rhymes? Because Busta Rhymes...
Oh, Busta Rhymes versus Method Man.
No. Busta killed Method Man. No. Sorry.
I mean...
That's no competition. No respect. No disrespect to Method Man and Wu-Tang, but...
Which is disrespect to Wu-Tang.
Busta Rhymes can take on Wu-Tang, the whole gang, and win, in my book.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to figure this out, bro. Like, really? Like, Method Man, like, today Method Man and today Busta Rhymes? Like...
No, absolutely not. What work? What song? You can name any song of Method Man, and I'll say any song by Busta Rhymes that Busta Rhymes will kill Method Man on.
But they still need to do a verse battle together. Look, I said, no, look, I'm sorry, Method Man. I was trying to back you up, but I ain't had no data. I ain't had no data to back it.
Busta Rhymes needs a worthy opponent. Now, if we want to make history in this, me and my mom was talking about it, you know, a few months back. To me, the only person that could stand toe-to-toe with Busta Rhymes and the
Project Pat
is not a female, hell no, Project Pat can't stand
toe-to-toe. Chicken, chicken, woo, chicken, woo.
No, the only person that can stand in the versus ring with Busta Rhymes is Missy Elliott.
Word? Like Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott? You ain't even. Did you hear Queen Latifah spit? Her spit now fire. You gotta see that freestyle, yo. Like you talking about? We need a Queen Latifah and Busta Rhymes because her rhymes right now. She's bruh. Listen to one of her freestyles, bruh. You gotta listen to one of Queen Latifah's freestyles now.
We are going by catalog,
dude. We can't go by, bruh. We gotta
the queen. But
no.
If you ever watch a versus battle, they doing their strongest hits. Like it's hit versus hit. It ain't no freestyle versus hit. Like no disrespect to Queen Latifah, but all of her main hits was in the 80s and 90s.
Yo man,
Busta Rhymes got hits from the 90s, 2000, 2010 to now. Like so it's. You gotta find a worthy opponent, and in my eyes, sorry, Queen Latifah, but
nah, man, you ain't even see, bruh, you ain't even pull up her freestyle, but you gotta pull up her freestyle. Go on Facebook and pull up Queen Latifah free. No, cause she just did a freestyle and it was cold. But she just did it.
Versus battles don't do freestyles,
dude.
That's
dude,
what you're not getting.
Nah, man, they ain't saying that from the paper. Like, dude.
Watch a freestyle. Why?
Okay, so if we mess around,
they are doing.
We need to put MC Light and Queen Latifah in the ring. Then we need to put MC Light and Queen Latifah.
That's more likely Queen Latifah and MC Light.
MC Light or Roxanne or something, bro. I don't know why they ain't trying to pull out no verse, bro. Just for the one time, pull out a verse on the first battle. Then go ahead and, come on.
You still haven't given me a worthy opponent for Busta Rhymes.
Okay, so I'm going to say, let me see. You could say Jay-Z, though. Yes.
In my eyes, Jay-Z will lose.
Nah, not to bust around. DMX. Rest in peace, DMX. But you probably and I move over. Hey, he gonna mess around and get him.
There is no opponent for Busta Rhymes at this.
Dude, yes, there is, bro. There is Nas. There's Nas that can step to Busta. There's mass artists in Brooklyn and Queens. First of all, you just said Jay-Z, that he gonna step to him.
He ain't got the caliber that Busta Rhymes had.
He gonna step to him.
Anybody should step to Busta Rhymes.
He just rap real fast.
Disrespectful. Busta Rhymes is one of them people that you need to find.
Old Dirty Bastard gonna whoop his ass.
You can't put dead people up against alive people. that don't work, right? But you just gonna play the music and not have the person there perform it? No, Busta Rhymes.
Right. We gonna play a hologram. Shoot, they got Tupac.
Busta Rhymes is a showman. Busta Rhymes' showman skills is down pat better than anybody out there.
I need to call Google. Like Google. Who can do a verse with Busta Rhymes, bro? Tell Busta Rhymes call me, bro.
Don't say nobody. Google's going
to
say
bruh,
nobody.
Bro, tell Busta Rhymes to call me, bro.
You telling me somebody can go against hit me with no delay. So what you saying, yo? The mind nitty, but the dilly, yo.
Yes, they is. They going to kill them.
You want to
kill them.
And get it done with them in the movie, yo. He movie,
yo.
Nobody can go up against that.
Yes, yes, and yes. Man, you need to show his face. Then. Show your face, Busta.
Mr. Rhymes has did performances on other people's verses, and the crowd goes crazy. And then after the end of the verse, Busta Rhymes says, "Now find me a worthy opponent because ain't nobody stepping to him." Busta Rhymes,
you'd have made me bust out on the Keisha voice. Ah! Oh yeah, shout out to Trayvon continuing them funny videos with Keisha too. I'll be seeing them on Facebook. I don't know.
Nah, go back to the Busta. You can't find no worthy opponent for Busta.
Dude, that's freaking crazy, man. I need people to call in. If y'all hearing this, call in.
I got two people that I think nobody can touch them. One is an R&B singer. The other one,
you can't put no R&B singer with a rapper, dude.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
But you said Missy. I need to hear Missy freestyle, man.
Nobody can fuck with Busta Rhymes and nobody can fuck with R. Kelly. Sorry to say it, but nobody.
Dude,
can fuck
there
with
is R. Kelly. You can't bring up nobody locked up. He can't even make music right now.
He can get out.
Nah, bruh. When he get out, then he'll get his crown back. Until then, that he gonna stay locked up.
I'm just saying nobody can mess with those two.
Yo, it's mass people messing with them, man. It's too many artists out there, yo. There's too many artists out there. Like, we need callers. We need you guys to call in to get in on this, man. We
Nobody
need you guys to call in. I know you guys are listening. I need to hit this on Twitter. Yo, we posting this on Twitter. Yo, this going on Twitter. I swear this is going on Twitter.
Nobody can mess with Busta Rhymes.
Yo, this is freaking crazy. This man is nuts. He's freaking nuts.
Nobody can mess with that song. Give me some more. Give me some more. Nobody ain't messing with that either.
Give it to me. Oh!
Or Break Your Neck by Busta Rhymes? Come on now. Nobody messing with that.
Give it to me.
Don't really want to talk to me. Nobody want to talk to me. Nobody messing with Busta. Nobody. I don't care what anybody says. Sorry.
Oh, that's freaking crazy. Sorry if you guys hear any clicking. I'm just going ahead and posting this to Facebook because we need to see who the is going to go with just Busta Rhymes. I got to say that. I can't even do it. I'm going to do it.
I almost said Twista, but Busta Rhymes still, his showmanship is so crazy. Like, I don't think even Twista can handle it. Do you want to know what I really want to see? A versus battle, but with the DJs.
I'm going to show Metro Boomin, and I want to do London on the track. Metro Boomin and London on the track.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or DJ Holiday. You want to do DJ Holiday. Who you throwing? Who you got?
I got Dr. Dre and Jermaine Dupri.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yo, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one, man. For sure. That's definitely a good one. We definitely gonna we gonna have to
DJ producer battle. That's what I
was thinking. That'd be live.
Like Dr. Dre and Jermaine.
Definitely
DJ.
Dr. Dre, and you know he started off in the DJ.
Or Timberland versus
Timberland versus let's do
Timberland had some hits with some folks and
He's like a ghostwriter. He's a producer too. Like he's even produced music for Aaliyah and stuff.
I would also say it would be a hard person to find for Timberland too. Like I don't know. But whoever is putting these verses together and finding these people and putting them together, y'all need to step it up and find some heavy hitters. Because not to discredit all the ones that have come up and did the verses battle, but the ones that have happened, I think to me the best ones were Gucci Mane and Jeezy.
Yeah, Gucci Mane and Jeezy, that one was like, I ain't going to even lie. Gucci Mane and Jeezy and Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown.
Bobby?
Yeah, they did the verse. I seen that one. Bro, you got to see the one where Keith Sweat, I ain't going to lie, Keith Sweat killed him.
I would have gave that to Keith Sweat too over Bobby.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, but Bobby got some hits too. So you know, they was both. You know, Bobby was getting with him though. You know, and then he ran out of songs to sing, and then Keith Sweat hit him with that Macy Lance. I'm like, oh, yeah, he hit him with that. I ain't even gonna lie, but Bobby, we still love you though. We still love you, Bobby. I love you too, Keith Sweat. But I gotta give it to my boy Keith Sweat too though. And ain't nobody say nothing about Zapp and Roger, and
because it's only Zapp.
Oh yeah, one of them is still. Is Zapp the only one that's alive now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Dang. We would have did zapping one of the last members that's still alive in DeBarge. I think there's a few of them that's still alive, but I think, like, a couple of them might have, like, fell off. A few of them. Not really sure. I got to keep up on that, but... Yo, man, that's... Like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. You still making me think about that Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. That was, that was... And Bone Thugs with the 3-6 Mafia, that was hilarious. That was trending. That was 360
Mafia.
360 Mafia and them Bone Thugs and the harmonizing. Bone Thugs and the harmonizing when they was harmonizing and stuff.
Not right now, Billy. You need to stay back there.
Well, you know, they was harmonizing and then... You know, what's his face? God in the ceiling got on stage and he just started walling out and shit. I don't know what the hell they had going on up there, but I kid you not.
You still need to put that on the shirt.
Yes. We got to. Yeah, I know. We got like. Yeah. Our merchants is going to be fire when they come together. Definitely, we're going to get out there and get this money.
Any other topics?
I haven't really. That was pretty interesting. And tonight's show was pretty interesting because you really covered like a lot of. Oh, you know what I was thinking about on the other verses too. I was thinking about SWZ versus this.
SWV versus Escape?
Yeah, or 702. Whatever happened to 702? I've been thinking about that. Like, whatever happened to 702?
SWV. And actually, they did do one.
SWV did one?
Yeah, with Escape.
Oh, I never seen that one. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
when did they do that?
They did one a while back.
SWV, who won?
I say SWV.
I was going to say SWV did. Yeah, because they got Understanding. They got a few hits on them. SWV got a few hits. I mean, Escape do too. Shout out to my girl Tiny and Candace Burtis and the rest of the group. But Escape used to always, like, argue a lot back in the day. So, I mean, I will say SWV definitely. Yeah, they did that. For sure, they did that.
Nobody's going for Busta. I don't care what anybody say. Nobody. Busta Rhymes.
I'm going to still do my research with that, man, because we still got to have a debate about that, man.
Busta Rhymes is the only person that can have a versus with himself.
Man, that's freaking crazy. That's mad crazy, though.
Nobody messing with us.
Nobody.
I wouldn't say nobody. Let me take it back, but I'm just saying. I'm taking Busta on whoever he is versing.
Crazy, man. We're going to see, because I need to do some more research, because if I start looking at some versus battles tonight, you toast. And I'm going to figure out, I'm going to call my boy Buster Rhymes and be like, yo, man, you trying to do a verse in our pants? Know somebody didn't know how to get boogie with your voice, bro.
Hey, you need to look at Buster Rhymes live. Like him and Swift, ain't nobody messing with that energy. Nobody.
Nobody. Yep.
I don't have no topics over here.
You're not supposed to tell them you don't have no topics.
I'm sorry, but I don't. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. If y'all don't know, my name is Kelsey, and I'm the one that's going to keep it real. If I ain't got nothing to say on my side, I'm going to say it. I ain't got nothing to say. But I do want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, though. Happy holidays.
And I would also like to say it's your girl K-Style. I hope everybody has a happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because if we ain't doing the show on New Year's, I'm probably somewhere at the bar getting drunk. So please, please, please stay tuned in.
I'm turning up. I made it another 12.
We're turning up right now. 2022 is around the corner. So I hope everybody have a safe holiday. Me and your boy Kelsey, hope everybody have a safe, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Like I said, stay tuned in to our show. You can follow us on Twitter or you can follow us on Facebook. This is Check Big News. It's your girl K-Sal. It's your boy Kelsey on the beat. And you are now tuned in to Check Big Radio, listening on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope everybody have a wonderful and safe holidays. And there is somebody that can go against Busta Rhymes. So anyway.
Lies. Lies. Lies.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And subscribe. Please hit that click, share. Click. Please listen to our show. We take donations. We do call-ins. We do interviews, promotions, events, all types of things, et cetera. Here, so stay tuned in to Check Dig Radio on Blog Talk Radio. All righty, everybody have a good night and happy holidays. Woo!